This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hey, it's Samantha Jade here, and you are on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
That's it, Robbie. I'm banning you from Samantha Jade. You are not allowed.
Well, I'm clearly just doing it to annoy you. Dean has picked up. We have many, many beautiful celebrity stings on our panel.
We have so many.
I've played Samantha Jade one about 8 times.
Every single time. And don't get me wrong, I love it, and I love Samantha Jade. But no more.
It's the first one.
Just play any others right now.
Hi, this is Karen from Binance, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
See, nothing wrong with that.
You're quite right. We could have had some other beautiful stings. Yeah. I promise no more Samantha Jade today. Now, Dean, I'm very, very excited because the listeners would be pretty sad because it's been a while since they've heard me talk about this, but The Bachelor is coming back soon.
I was about to say, I know what's coming.
Bated breath. The Bachelor is coming back soon, and this year they've decided not to pick somebody from the previous pools of contestants.
That's Bachelorette's the Gogglebox.
That's Bachelorette. But the brand new Bachelor, he's a smart one. He's an astrophysicist and very easy on the eye.
Oh, all right. I do love a person that likes science.
Yeah, sure. And look, I'm sure it's important to some people.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of Love Island for the first time ever.
Have you never watched it
before? No, you've done Love Island before.
Love Island UK specifically is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But mostly because the narrator takes the piss out of everyone.
You know that in the Australian season, the narrator came over for it.
It's the same narrator.
Same narrator,
They just do it from the UK.
I suppose you could do it from anywhere.
They probably did. But yeah, no, I'm very here for it. So much so that I've got a mission, and that is I'm replacing my mission to find love, because let's face it, it's not going to happen, with trying to get us to have an interview with the narrator of Love Island.
Imagine if you fell in love with the narrator from Love Island.
I mean, it is a very sexy voice.
Well, I can tell you, at the start of this current season, he actually revealed himself a little bit. There was a shot with him in his little sound booth, and he's a pretty sexy gentleman, I must say.
I mean, I like all shapes and sizes, so and I like his voice. So that's if I can hear you talking all the time and be like, ooh, then I'm here for it.
And it's very funny. He does little funny, little witty things. But I do love...
I mean, sarcasm and taking the piss out of people.
Exactly, sure. 100%.
I think with a show like that, though, it's easy because they've just got singles on an island.
Yeah.
What I love about it is one episode, they're like, this one's the one. And then two episodes later, they've dumped them and they're like, this one's the one.
Which is what's so great about this funny little commentary.
It's like a Saturday night at a gay bar.
It's not taking itself too seriously,
exactly.
Which is a great way to set the vibe. Whereas The Bachelor is the opposite, right? The Bachelor is we're here to find true love, and you know they take themselves a little bit more seriously.
But they never do, Robbie.
They do. The original Bachelor and Bachelorette, him and Anna, are still together.
Are they still together?
They absolutely are.
One couple.
No, Matt and Maddie J.
Oh my God, look at the offense!
Maddie J and his partner, I forget now, but they've just had a baby.
Oh, yay.
Our first batchy baby.
Love a bit of procreation.
So there's lots.
Batchy baby.
I mean, there's some. I mean, the strike rate's not great, but there is some.
Fair enough.
Of course, Love Island UK. What I love about British television is that and they do it with their big brothers and all that sort of stuff too. They go there a little bit more than we do.
Oh, so much more.
It's very real. You see it all. You know, you see the shenanigans that they get up to after dark.
Yep.
It's all part of the TV show, and I love it.
And I'm very here for it. It is my guilty pleasure. I do love my reality TV. I reckon we need to dive into some reality TV next week, Robbie.
Yeah.
Get our own reality TV. Maybe we just need to make our own reality TV show where people just film us all the time.
Well,
so if you're willing to do that,
we were talking a few weeks ago about filming our reaction videos to Love Island UK.
And I mean, it's still there.
We should still
do
that.
It's a plan. We'll think about it this weekend.
I'm sure there'll be plenty more drama still to come on that show.
That's right. Now, we are putting a call out. Have you got the name for the crane for the Victorian Pride Centre? We want to know. Obviously, the Victorian Pride Centre are doing their own initiative for it so that you can name the crane. It can be painted on the counterweight, and then it'll be there for everyone to see. And we've gotten some corkers in.
We have, and one of them was Cranebow, which my husband actually sent in, and he's just messaged me to let me know that he's officially submitted that one to Pride Centre.
I can see a Cranebow.
I think it's great.
I think it's a good one. I liked Fraser Crane. I liked Natalie Baffink's weight. Because I think it's the first time I've been able to say the name Fiona from Reservoir said Homo erectus.
That's one of my favorites.
I love it all. It's a whole lot of fun. So why don't you let us know what name you would name the Victoria Pride Centre crane. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Or if you've already put in your application on the Pride Centre website, why don't you just tell us what you did?
Yes, please, do. You are listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.